This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for May 24th through May 30th, 2008. As Egyptian mediation efforts between the Palestinian resistance and Israel continue, the Israeli army maintained its siege on Gaza and kidnapped civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. We begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura has the details.
The Israeli army attacked the non-violent protest organized by the villagers of Al-Ma'sara village south of Bethlehem on Friday morning and kidnapped one protester. Supported by international and Israeli peace activists, the villagers gathered at the nearby Israeli settlement road and demanded the removal of the separation wall Israel is building on the village land. Dozens of Israeli troops lined up and forced the villagers away. One international peace activist was kidnapped and taken away by the Israeli troops. On Friday, also near Bethlehem, about 200 villagers from Al-Khadr village protested the Israeli wall and settlements constructed on the village land. Supported by 50 international and Israeli peace activists, the villagers held the midday prayers at the settlers' road near the village and then marched towards the nearby Israeli roadblock. Several hours later, the action was finished peacefully. Villagers from Bil'in, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, supported by international and Israeli peace activists, conducted their weekly nonviolent protest against the illegal Israeli wall built on the village land on Friday. The villagers called the removal of the Israeli wall and settlements. As they do each week, the protest started after the midday Friday prayers were finished in the local mosque. Protesters marched towards the location of the wall, which is separating the village from its land. Immediately after the protest reached the gate of the wall, soldiers showered the protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Scores of protesters were treated for gas inhalation, and three were injured by rubber steel-coated bullets. Iyad Burnat of the local committee against the wall and settlements said that the soldiers used a new army vehicle that fires tear gas at protesters. Quote, it can fire 30 gas bombs in one go, end quote, Burnat told IMEMC. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Banoura.
Egyptian mediators are awaiting an Israeli response to the Palestinian resistance group's offer of a ceasefire with Israel in Gaza. This and more political updates with IMEMC's Kay Manning.
Amos Gilad, a top Israeli security official, headed to Cairo this week for discussions with the Egyptians, following a new round of talks between Hamas and Omar Suleiman, the Egyptian intelligence chief. According to the terms of the Hamas-led ceasefire initiative, the ruling Hamas party will halt homemade shellfire from Gaza in return for Israeli halt of military attacks and lifting the ongoing blockade on Gaza. Hamas officials in Gaza said on Thursday that they expected a response from the Egyptians on the results of the truce efforts. Israel demanded that Hamas release a captured Israeli soldier and that Egyptians ensure stoppage of arms smuggling through underground tunnels on Gaza-Egypt border before any truce is observed. Also, Israel said it would not commit officially to any ceasefire deals, but it said that if its two demands were met, there will be no need for more Israeli army actions against Gaza. Hamas, which holds full sway of Gaza, said that the soldiers' issue is a separate one that should be addressed within a prisoner swap deal in which hundreds of Palestinian prisoners jailed in Israel be freed. In Damascus, Khaled Mashal, supreme exiled leader of Hamas, warned of the stalemate of ceasefire talks, saying that the Palestinian people are determined to break up the siege on Gaza if the siege is not lifted. In Gaza, United Nations Human Rights Council sent former South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu to investigate an Israeli army massacre of 19 civilians in November of 2006. Tutu, who concluded a two-day mission in the Hamas-run Gaza, described the situation as miserable, calling on Israel to lift the blockade and on Palestinian factions to stop homemade shellfire. These developments come on the heels of a pledge by Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert on Wednesday that he would stop homemade shellfire from Gaza once and for all, as other military officials, including the Defense Minister Ehud Barak, warned of a massive military attack on Gaza soon. Meanwhile, a new round of Palestinian-Israeli peace negotiations was held on Tuesday in Jerusalem between top Palestinian negotiator Ahmed Kourai and Israeli Foreign Minister Zippy Livni, who heads the Israeli team. Saeb Erekat, a senior Palestinian negotiator, described the meeting as serious, but said no major breakthrough was seen, as the two sides are still divided in terms of contentious final status issues. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of the Fatah Party, who formed a caretaker government in Ramallah after the Hamas seizure of Gaza in June 2007, met this week with some Hamas officials in the West Bank. The meeting discussed possible ways of returning the situation as it was prior to the June incidents, as Abbas insisted that Hamas should renounce control of Gaza before any conciliation between the two major rival parties is seen. On another issue, spokesman of the Palestinian presidency, Nabil Abu Rudena, stated that the current Israeli internal political affairs are an internal issue, and that the corruption charges against the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert will impact the peace negotiations between the two sides. At the Israeli level, Olmert's standing has been affected recently due to a police probe into cash Olmert allegedly used for personal purposes. The Israeli Defense Minister, Ehud Barak, asked Olmert to resign from post, yet the Israeli government spokesperson said that Olmert is undertaking his responsibilities as usual. For IMEMC.org, this is Kay Manning.
As Egypt continues to mediate a truce between Palestinian resistance groups and Israel, Israeli army attacks and the siege on Gaza continued this week. IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza reports.
Palestinian medical sources reported that a Palestinian civilian was pronounced dead on Thursday due to wound he sustained on Wednesday. Ahmed Al-Umur was pronounced dead after being wounded during the Israeli army attack targeting the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis and Rafah. Two Palestinian fighters have reportedly been killed and nine others wounded on Wednesday in two Israeli airstrikes and a ground invasion into separate Gaza areas. The Israeli naval forces detained 10 Palestinian fishermen on Tuesday morning while on board Rafah shores to the south of the Gaza Strip, Palestinian security sources reported. Witnesses said that the Israeli naval boats intercepted fishing boats on board Rafah shores earlier on Tuesday morning, then arrested 10 of them, taking them to unknown destination. Israeli naval attacks on Palestinian fishermen have recently increased in the coastal region as Israeli forces are grappling a closure in the coastal territory since June of last year. Palestinian sources estimate that there are 4,600 families in Gaza who earn a living through fishing. One more Palestinian patient died on Tuesday after having been denied access to treatment outside the Gaza Strip. This is the 167th case where a patient died from not receiving appropriate treatment due to being denied access to medical facilities by the Israeli army. Sources in Gaza declared that Muhammad Al-Minawi, 22, of the eastern Gaza City neighborhood of Shija'iyah, died of cancer at a Gaza City hospital. Al-Minawi received a treatment at an Israeli hospital several months ago. A couple of days ago, he was heading to Israel to receive his regular checkup when his access was delayed by the Israeli army, causing him severe bleeding until he died. Earlier, doctors announced the death of an infant after his access to medical care outside the coastal region was delayed because of the Israeli blockade. On Monday night, 10-day-old twin sisters died in the southern Gaza Strip of Khan Yunis. Doctors say the twins needed medicine that is not available in Gaza due to the Israeli siege. In addition, both were not allowed to leave Gaza by the army to get the life-saving medical care they needed. Doctors added, Israel placed the Gaza Strip under total siege for 11 months now, leaving 1.5 million Palestinians living in the coastal enclave, lacking medicine, food, water, and fuel. On Saturday, Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that 13 Palestinians were wounded in several Israeli military attacks that targeted two areas in Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 34 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 38 Palestinian civilians, including 12 children. This and more by IMEMC's Jane Smith.
Including the 38 civilians kidnapped this week by the army, the number of Palestinian civilians kidnapped by Israeli troops in the West Bank since the beginning of 2008 has risen to 1,224. The Israeli army kidnapped four Palestinian civilians during an attack targeting the village of Nalan, located near the West Bank city of Ramallah, on Thursday morning. Ayman Nafe, the mayor of Nalan, stated that the abductions were aimed at foiling a nonviolent action against the illegal Israeli wall that was due to take place today in the village. Nafe added that the Israeli wall will annex 2,500 dunams of village lands. 1 acre is equal to 4 dunams. Earlier this week, the Israeli army attacked a nonviolent protest organized by the villagers of Nalan, and at least 20 civilians were injured by the army fire. The Christian Peacemaker Teams, CPT, stationed in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, reported on Thursday that the Israeli soldiers blocked the road between the village of Atuani and the city of Yatta using three concrete blocks. The blocked road is the main route for vehicles in the South Hebron Hills and is used by Palestinians to travel to and from the city of Yatta near Hebron. The CPT reported that the main health services, including maternity provisions, are situated in Yatta, and that the blockade of this road will bar several villages in the South Hebron Hills from having access to these facilities. Khalid Al-Azza, head of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements, member of the Central Committee of the National Struggle Front, stated on Wednesday that the Israeli authorities delivered orders to residents of the West Bank districts of Bethlehem and Hebron, informing them of intentions to demolish 10 homes and 3 stores, in addition to a construction used for storing rainwater. Palestinian sources reported on Sunday that an Israeli peace activist was wounded and 3 supporters were detained after the Israeli army attacked a peaceful protest conducted by the activists at the entrance of Al-Samoa village, south of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. For IMEMC.org, this is Jane Smith.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report was brought to you by Malandra Burrows and Ghassan Banoura.